Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation. You'll learn about best practices and premier strategies used by industry leaders who have driven millions of dollars in net positive business transformations. In the next 20 minutes, we'll cover another important element you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to cover general strategies and best practices when it comes to digital transformation. Although digital transformation can mean different things to different organizations, the same best practices always stand from transformation to transformation. Today, Adam Cheetah will be walking us through a digital transformation executive summary and strategies that are scalable to any organization. Adam Cheetham is the Director of Transformation and Strategy at Third Stage Consulting, an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. He and his team have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys, and they have guided these organizations, both big and small, through technology strategy development and transformations. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Always. I love having you on. So before diving into best practices, it's important to fully understand what digital transformation is. And being a loaded question, can you give us a basic definition of digital transformation?
Yeah, so it's the highest level of digital transformation is anytime you turn something that you digitize any type of business process or activity. So it can be implementing software for a very specific niche task, to a full-blown ERP implementation, to quite a lot more. So it can be contextual, I guess, is the best way of putting it, where it's the digitization of something is part of a transformation. It's a digital change, depending on the business's characteristics and what it is you guys are in, or a client is trying to achieve with a digital transformation. The scope of it will vary, but for the most part, you're really looking at taking something that isn't digital or is digital in a more maybe antiquated way and updating it, modernizing it, and turning it into a more data-oriented digital environment. These days, digital transformations can be pretty extensive. So it's important to start thinking about the scoping of it, what it is you're seeking to do in a digital transformation so that you can navigate the whole thing, the whole roadmap, and really avoid some of the common pitfalls and failure points of trying to bite off more than you can chew or not paying too close of attention to what it is you're doing.
Awesome. So let's start with software selection. So what are some of the key best practices in identifying what software to select?
Yeah, so to take a step back, like if you're talking about software selection, you're essentially saying, I'm going to purchase a piece of software to enable my digital transformation. I think that that's an important component of the conversation here. Purchasing software and implementing it is only part of a digital transformation. Using it effectively and really transforming the way you do business to maximize the effectiveness of that software is the transformation piece that really yields so much more. And what you want to do is start thinking about where you are today and where it is you want to be in the future. Always your future state is always bound up some way, somehow in your current state, whether it's your secret sauce as an organization or how it is your company functions today that will need to be maintained in the future. But knowing how your future state is going to be different is just as important, so that she can assess the difference and gap between current state and future state. From there, you start looking at, all right, which type of software fits for the type of transformation that I'm really starting to go for in this part of my, in this transition from current state to future state. And then once you narrow in, am I looking for a web platform? Am I looking for an ERP or something in between, like an HCM or a CRM that might be a bit more appropriate towards specific functional areas like sales and human resources? And you want to start figuring out how those different software models fit your company and start moving down the path of saying, these are my options for fitting my goals, and then move on from there.
Yeah, definitely. I think the key piece is always trying to plan for where you're going, not where you're at, which I think a lot of people can get stuck in that present moment rather than future thinking of like, how's it going to serve me in maybe a couple of years time or even 5 years time down the road too. So super important. What are a few common pitfalls or mistakes that companies often make when choosing software or going through any digital transformation in general?
The first is, as we're talking about, is misalignment on strategic objectives. You know, I talked a little bit a second ago about why are you doing this, and what are your goals, and what do you seek to achieve in this transformation to a future state? Having alignment at the executive level and that cascades down through the rest of the organization is a really important part of that. The success factors of an implementation. Managing assets, you want to make sure that they're aligned with your strategic goals and that you have one who's capable of fulfilling your needs. Knowing what your business processes are beforehand and how it is they're going to change along the way is important as well, so that you know what must stay the same, and just as importantly, what must change to achieve the benefits that you're looking for. When you talk digital transformation, you also always have to talk about data. These days, you can't get away without considering the data. It just provides so much to your organization on the types of activities that you can figure out, the types of improvements that you can make. And a lot of times, the efficiency gains and effectiveness gains that people seek to gain through digital transformation are all data oriented. And then the very, very most important of all, since we're talking digital transformation, it's always easy to overlook the people side of things. Overlooking change management and really nailing down how it is your organization is going to need to change to fit this transformation is an important arguably the most important part of your digital transformations of people.
Yeah, there's a few things to look out for, especially in that, you know, developmental stage of that transformation. And can you maybe give us like a specific example of overlooking change management?
Yeah, so change management, when people overlook change management, they typically think, well, you know, it's just communication and training. That's change management, right? That's all I have to do is send out some emails and my system integrator will provide a train-the-trainer platform and we'll be done, right? That's not the case. When it comes down to overlooking change management, we start to see patterns like misalignment and fear of perceived loss when somebody thinks that this digital transformation is going to take over their job or their role. That means that they are fearful of their value proposition to the organization changing in a way that eliminates the need for them. And that's not true. The point of a digital transformation is to provide them with better, more effective tools. So those are some thoughts on what that starts to feel like. My favorite example of this, or at least analogy for it, is paving the cow paths. You know, just because those are the most well-worn paths doesn't mean that they are the best ones. Sometimes a straight line can do a lot of good. And if you overlook change management, you find that you're going to end up customizing a lot of software and really not doing anything but digitizing your inefficiencies and not really achieving much.
How do you handle or overcome the disruption that an ERP implementation or digital transformation may cause to operations within the organization?
To piggyback on the last topic, change management. Make sure your people know what's going on. People, that they understand why, have a vision and a strategy for your transformation on the whole, and understand so that they understand what it is coming and why it's coming and what the magnitude of this change is going to be, so that you can kind of co-opt them and turn them into proponents and you know, really cheerleaders of the transformation as opposed to resistors and opponents. From there, the rest of it's just making sure that you have a little bit of rigor around your process for this digital transformation. Test everything and then test it again, and you test it using real data. Those are things that are helpful, because if you test using test data, that's usually somebody hammering in some false data, creating a couple of things, only hitting the required fields and not filling out the ones that are optional. And testing to the nth degree is important. Making sure you know that your business processes are clearly defined, so that when you do digitize them, the training and the implementation of those processes becomes a lot more simplified. And understand that the time and the effort that you're investing in this is going to be quite a lot of time and effort. You know, digital transformation on the whole and ERP implementations, they're not inexpensive, they're not fast, they're not easy. Only real true ERP nerds like to do them, and most of them still don't. It's make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into, so that when we get there, we're talking a lot about how our executive strategy and the alignment that we've created really is realized in a digital transformation.
Yeah, so much great advice there, and a lot of great best practices too. So definitely a lot of, you know, things to consider, and, you know, ways that we can overcome this disruption as well. So after a quick break, Adam and I, we're going to continue talking about this topic, but Adam is also going to share 5 key tips as it pertains to digital transformation. So be sure to capture these key strategies.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dirkovich, speaking with Adam Cheatham from Third Stage Consulting. And let's jump back into this executive summary of business transformation and the 5 best practices to ensure your project is set up for success. So if you were to offer 5 key tips for any company considering or already undergoing a digital transformation, what would they be?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. It's a good point to hammer on. The first is that these things don't happen by luck. They happen because of hard work and real. Really, we found that successes in digital transformation all share a number of common success factors, and they all happen in a very similar fashion. Just as failures all happen to have very clearly defined and very clearly identifiable failure points that are pretty consistent across a number of those. So. I'm sure we have some materials out there and some other podcasts and stuff that I encourage folks to familiarize themselves with. I want some of those common success behaviors are and common failure behaviors, so that you can avoid failure, because it doesn't happen by accident. The second is start at the beginning with a clear digital strategy and take time. Don't rush through it. Don't jump into it head first without really checking to see if there are rocks underneath the surface. Do your homework, set a strategy, and know what this looks like from a roadmap perspective. The next is make sure that the business is driving the technology, not the other way around. It can happen that you buy a piece of technology that is more restrictive than your current existing processes that you're hoping to transform into something more effective and more efficient. Technology can really create guardrails in a good way, but that can also be a bad thing. So what you want to do is let your business drive technology by understanding what your technological needs are based on your business processes, and then understanding how it is those processes are going to be transformed so that you can select the right type of digital platform for them. The next number four is to set real expectations on time, cost, and scope. It's always an industry hype to say, look, this is going to happen in 6 to 9 months. It's going to be super easy. It's going to be inexpensive. And that's how I'd say at least half of our expert witness cases start with some sales guy that said, it's going to be easy. It's going to be fast. You're going to get everything you ever dreamed of. So don't worry about it. Next thing you know, you're $30 million later and into a lawsuit. So make sure that you're controlling your own tempo and that you have realistic expectations on it so that you can budget appropriately, have realistic expectations so that you're not reaching and throwing money at things that that you don't need or want or that aren't realistic, and really make sure that you got your arms around that side of it. And then the last, of course, for those of you listening who have listened to a few of these before, you know it's already coming. Change management. Always prioritize your people in your digital transformation and making sure that they are there to be the ones that run these more efficient processes. This digital transformation is there to make your people and your processes more efficient. And when you change processes in an organization, you make a very personal change for your employees on how they interact with their job and how they interact with their business. Operationally and organizationally, these are things that need to be fixed and accounted for and managed successfully before your digital transformation starts, because there's nothing about technology that's going to make it easier. It's only going to put pressure on those points until you have a fully adopted software and a fully transformed business.
That's so great. Such great information. And I want to thank you for sharing those key strategies and overview to the whole digital transformation process. Now, if our listeners want to learn more about digital transformation and ERP strategy, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Third Stage's blog, our YouTube channel is a great source of information as well. More of these podcasts. We've got a whole bunch of them. You can also follow us on LinkedIn or visit us on our webpage and download our 2021 ERP report. There are a number of ways that you can reach us. So feel free to reach out to me personally if you like. Happy to have a conversation with anybody that's interested. Looking forward to doing what I can to help anybody through the digital transformation lifecycle.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And we're about out of time, but I wanted to thank you so much for being here again with us today, Adam.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Of course. And thank you all for listening. Again, my name is Sarah Djokovic, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.